All right, John J. Harper, help me understand this then, as we're looking ahead and you're sort of looking around at the same time after your after-death communication from your friend and after your conversations with others. What is it that you see coming? Exactly. I mean, give us an idea of what we should be looking out for.
What we're going to see, Ian, is a very chaotic situation. We think we have problems right now with terrorism. We haven't seen nothing yet. This is because people will not understand that they are to turn in and work with themselves with all these garbled up emotions that are coming through them, because the third eye now is trying to open up into a telepathic society. And what I experienced was just a precursor, I finally realized, of what would happen around the 2012 era. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm looking at a ticker tape, in fact, from Reuters. There's just been a major explosion at the Madrid airport terminal. And I bring that up just to say this: get ready for what's going to happen in terms of chaos, but never for a moment lose sight of the fact this is going to be an organized event at the highest level of consciousness, the galactic center, the sun and the earth and our solar system. We're all in this together. The earth is going to survive this. However, we may not, because solar flares are also connected to DNA mutations from gamma radiation. Solar flares are linked with flu pandemics. If you look back at World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, there were it was interesting to plot this as I've done, and I write this in the front of my book, as I said, the real catalyst for why I'm releasing this information now is, and not, you know, 3 or 4 years from now or 3 or 4 years ago, was because I knew and sensed strongly that the ancients understood that the window of opportunity for us to get our act together or perish was between the Venus transits of the sun, which was June 2004, and there'll be another Venus transit, which means the Venus can be seen tracking across the face of the sun, in June 2012. There's a lot of stuff to this. There's no time tonight to get into this at this depth. However, to paint you this bigger picture, we have an ancient trail of information that cuts across every civilization, major and minor civilizations, that were always concerned about what the sun was going to do. In fact, people talk about sun gods. They worship the sun, Ra. And we kind of smile or snicker at this primitive way of looking at reality. We need to rethink that and humble ourselves for a moment. These people survived major upheavals, or we would not be here, and it was because they took precautions at right times. How did they know this? They had people that had their third eye open, which were shamans and mystics and prophets. You got, you know, you have all these paintings with people with a halo around their head. What was that all about? It was about that they had their inner eye open. And they had this information flooding through them, and they could warn people. They could say, you know, now's the time to move away from the coastlines. Now's the time to seek higher ground. The icebergs are melting. The seas are going to rise. The undersea volcanoes are going to erupt and literally boil some of the ocean, change the entire great conveyor belt. That, you know, Art Bell talked about the coming global superstorm. Well, that conveyor belt exactly works just like this. This is good science now. Works just like that on the sun.
Well, I can see that when it's related to the sun. And I'm with you on that, but I'm not sure I understand how, when you tie that into the explosion at the train station in Madrid, and I haven't seen any of the details on that, but you say that may be related to a higher consciousness. Why would a higher consciousness want to wipe out a bunch of people waiting for a train?
No, my point is that chaos is coming in solar cycle 24 that is mimicking this thing that terrorism, for example, you know, that they have these high ideals trying to fight democracy and et cetera, et cetera. What's really going on is they're coming apart at the seams at the level of consciousness. They're lashing out instead of turning in. Remember, all the greats always said, look inward. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. He also said, the kingdom of heaven is spread upon the face of the earth, but men do not see it. Why don't they see it? Because we only see with two eyes. why do we have a third eye? Why is the pineal gland? Why does Dr. Rich Strassman, et cetera, Terrence McKenna, others like this of extreme intelligence risk their life and reputation in many cases? Why do the shamans use all these mind-opening hallucinogenic compounds? It is to see the future, is to see the chaos that's coming in, a, say, in a local community or a tribe or a village or a nation. Why do these people cry out talking about, you know, what's coming? Why are these prophets of doom and gloom, for example, why are they always talking about these wild events to happen? Because just like we're seeing tonight with the execution of Saddam Hussein, and now, like I say, just a, you know, just a snippet of from the news, we're seeing a retaliation perhaps from that event. And the point is, we have been told over and over again, prepare for these end times. Why? Because this solar event is going to be so life-altering at every level of culture and civilization, because it's going to change the way we can see into the world. We're going to be able to see the dead. We're going to have more and more poltergeists, more and more apparitions. All the things that we think are fringe science, paranormal psychology, are going to become mainstream. Why do we have people telling us they can talk to the dead, such as John Edward, for example? Why? Why are these people coming forward now? All the millions of people have had near-death experiences. That's what I'm talking about.